So deepen your breath even more. Actually put your hand on your belly for connection. That will help your breath land down into your physical body, which will help draw you away from the spinning in your head. Take a moment just to thank your mind for sharing all the things that it's chosen to share with you in this moment. And maybe you've even sorted something out. All those things that are spinning around, your mind that's spinning. You can also imagine that you have a shelf or a drawer. And any of those things that are keep trying to come in, just put them off on the shelf or in the drawer. You can come back to them later if you need to. That spinning of the mind is just like all the noise on the top of the water on a beautiful lake. The wind, maybe it's a little stormy up there and it's blowing things around, leaves and sticks and things. There's duck, there's fish jumping, there's people in boats, maybe even there's motorboats. It's loud and it's noisy up there. But it's a warm, beautiful lake. And you start to relax down below the surface. And as soon as you get just a few inches below the surface, it gets quieter. You're moving down towards your heart. You're down probably physically in the throat region now. And you know that you can sit right down on that bottom of that beautiful lake. And it's going to be ever so quiet. So you keep drifting downward. You keep, with each exhalation, you just drift downward. You can see that all that noise that's up there on the surface, but you're no longer engaged with it. You're floating downward, down below the surface. And you land on the bottom. It's soft, it's warm. You're just totally relaxed, like you'd be in Shavasana at the end of your yoga practice. And you're down in this very center of your heart. Notice how quiet it is. Notice how still it is. Notice you have the power to move beyond the confusion, beyond the chatter, beyond the spinning, and ground down into your heart. Let the question drop in. If I did know what it is, my heart, my wisdom, my soul is wanting for me, is calling me to today, what might that be? Down here in the quiet, the clarity, the peacefulness of my heart. Just let that come up for you. Keep your breath nice and deep and full, which will keep you grounded down. And if I did have that, if I did have that, whatever it is my heart wants for me, what would that make possible for me? Just sit with that for a moment. What would that open up for me? What would that make possible for me? And still, from the quietness, from the stillness, from the clarity of your soul, what's one inspired action I could take today? Just one action I could take today in the next 24 hours that will support me in what my heart is most desiring for me today. Whatever arises for you, trust it, know it. If nothing does, it will. It'll become very apparent for you during your day today. Oh, that's what it is. As you move your feet, your body, your energy in an inspired action, God kicks your feet, your intention in the right direction. You are a powerful being. You have a deep, full, and rich heart and a clear connection to your inner knowing. Even when the busyness of life has become loud. Acknowledge yourself for making yourself a priority, putting yourself first, Blessed be, and have a beautiful, beautiful day.